KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The DA says it has engaged with US leaders on key issues affecting relations between Pretoria and Washington. The party says it met with officials from the US Congress, State Department, and White House during a week-long visit to Washington, D.C. Tensions rose when Donald Trump assumed the presidency in January and made several claims about South Africa's land policy, among other issues, and stopped funding for health programs here. DA spokesperson Emma Louise Powell says their discussions focused on providing U.S. leaders with accurate, fact-based insights into South Africa's domestic challenges.
It was clear from discussions that much work must be done in order to rebuild bilateral trust. The DA has consistently called for a comprehensive reform of South Africa's foreign policy agenda and the consistent application of our policy of non-alignment in advancing our national interests.
Police Minister Senzo Mkunu says they have begun verifying the list of farm attacks submitted by AfriForum. The minister had called for evidence after claims that the SAPS underreported farm murders, especially involving farm owners. Newswatch's Andile Tsotetsi has more.
The police ministry says its crime registrar has begun verifying the cases contained in AfriForum's submission. It says preliminary findings have revealed that only one farmer murder occurred between the period. AfriForum claims 8 farmers were killed between October and December 2024. The ministry says the SAPS is continuing with its verification to prove its transparency and accuracy in crime reporting. It's giving the assurance that law enforcement will continue to address crimes in all communities, including rural and farming areas, with the utmost seriousness. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
All beaches in Guadaguza are out of bounds for bathers until further notice. The municipality says rough sea conditions and brown water caused by rivers flowing into the sea have prompted the swimming ban. It says it wants to keep the public safe and prevent exposure to unhygienic conditions while it does tests and other assessments. And finally, Japan has put the world's most accurate clock on sale, the Ether Clock OC 020 will set you back over 60 million rand. Its Kyoto-based manufacturer, Shimadzu Corp, says it's so precise that it would take 10 billion years for it to deviate by 1 second. Shimadzu is aiming to sell 10 of its clocks over the next 3 years and hopes its customers will use them to advance scientific research in areas such as the observation of tectonic activity. And to stay updated on the latest local and international news, get into WhatsApp, click updates, and search East Coast Radio Newswatch and follow our channel. Durban 31 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 32.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas 56-1 in their chase of 363 against New Zealand in their Champions Trophy semi-final. Rassie Erasmus says that the Springboks will face their toughest year with 15 test matches coming up, and a big clash tonight for Liverpool as they face PSG away in the Champions League round of 16.